on the free Civic Media app. 105.5 WIRI, Nakusa, Wisconsin Rapids. Your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
Sunny, hot, and humid today, with high temperatures scraping the low 90s, but really feeling more like the upper 90s. Then tonight, late tonight, overnight, showers and storms. Some could be strong to severe, bringing hail and high winds. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
It's 84 degrees at our studios.
Afternoon, Wisconsin. Welcome to Playmakers. Let's get it going. Hope y'all are doing good out there, having a great Monday afternoon. James behind the mic, solo show, but I am not alone. Not only do I get to hang out with all of you, but at 4:30, we're going to be joined by Amanda. Yes, Amanda's going to be joining us for Mid-State Roller Derby. We're going to talk a little bit about the season, the games that they got left, and how the season's gone. We're going to talk a little roller derby a little bit. We're also going to be talking Rafter baseball as we're getting close to wrapping up the season with them. Got Rafter tickets to give away all hour long, everybody. Call up, join the conversation. I want 90s baseball players. Give me a 90s baseball player and get yourself some tickets to Rafters baseball. Give us a call at 715-424-2600. You can join us through the Civic Media app as well. Text in if you like. That's whatever you're comfortable with. We just want to hang out and talk with you. Want to send a big shout out to Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods, giving us a chance to hang out with you Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 4 to 5, right here at 105.5. We appreciate them. Going to get into some Rafter schedule stuff a little bit later, too. And I got a survey I want to touch on about the... the percentage of people that believe that pro athletes consider entertaining fans a top priority. We will talk trade deadline, all of this coming up. But we got to start with that game last night for the Milwaukee Brewers. And Blake Perkins walking it off for the Brew Crew, putting them in a first place tie with Chicago Cubs. And a battle, I believe... And I don't think this is a hot take. I'm pretty sure that everybody gets this that's been paying attention. I think this is going to be a back and forth all season long between these two teams. Barring injuries or, you know, anything like that, both teams are going to slow down a little bit. Then they'll speed back up. And if we're lucky as baseball fans, and if you're lucky for one team in particular, that team's going to heat up at the right moment. That is the way baseball has gone my whole life. I don't see this being any different. Both teams are, right now, pretty equally matched. I don't know that you could say, and looking at it fairly, I don't know you could say which team has the edge over the other. I think you can counter, well, they have this, well, they have that. So it's going to be back and forth all season, and I think that's fun. As somebody who just enjoys this stuff and loves watching, I like seeing moments like that too. I mean, great moment for Blake Perkins. The pinstripe jerseys, by the way, those are the only jerseys to me. I love those jerseys. I wish they wear them every home game. So great moment right there, and that's what the baseball season is all made up of: great moments. Only one team gets to win it all. And you can only enjoy what you have in front of you or what you're dealing with today. And that's something I love about baseball, especially in the summer where it just feels like time goes so much faster. So plenty to enjoy from last night's game. Now taken into today, where the Brewers are back in action against the tied for Chicago Cubs. Matthew Boyd on the mound for the Cubs. He's 11-3, 2.20 ERA, 108 strikeouts on the season. The Miz... The Wonder Kid, Jacob Mizorowski, 4-1 on the season, 2.45 ERA, 40 strikeouts for him. This is a wonderful pitcher's matchup right here with these two teams. You couldn't ask for a better matchup here. I believe this is Miz's first time going up against the Cubs, so that's going to be noteworthy in itself. And, I mean, there's nothing that's going to happen in this series that I think is going to tell us, well, we know how the rest of the season is going to go. So again, let's hope for a good series. Let's see how this plays out and how we go from here to the trade deadline, because that is the big next obstacle. And for anybody out there who is really sick and tired of hearing trade deadline talk or anything like that, I get it. I love this kind of stuff, and even I'm a little worn out. But while there aren't any gigantic names out there, maybe, that are probably going to be traded. Now, you know, you say that, and then tomorrow, you know, one of the biggest names in baseball gets traded or something. But be that as it is right now, and from what we're seeing and from the great reporters out there, the big names out there for the Marlins, Sandy Alcantara, as far as starting pitchers, Tyler Anderson for the Angels, Edward Cabrera also for the Marlins. Apparently, Dylan Cease is on the market for the Padres. I find that weird. Zach Efron for the Orioles. Zach Gallen for the D-backs, Andrew Heaney for the Pirates, Adrian Hauser for the White Sox, Mitch Keller for the Pirates, Merrill Kelly for the D-backs. A couple of other players out there. I'm hearing Joe Ryan for the Twins. I really hope for Seth's sake that isn't true. I guess we'll see. Interesting also, Luis Cervino for the Oakland Athletics, and yes, I'm going to keep calling him that until they officially move. He just signed the biggest contract in their team's franchise history. So, of course, they're going to try to trade him. He's out there. Probably get him for pennies on the dollar or something. I think the big one to pay attention to, as much as starting pitching gets kind of the headlines, it's the relievers. I think every single team that is in contention is going to make a move at least for a relief pitcher. Even the teams with the best bullpens are going to do that. You can't have enough arms, and this is your one chance to go shopping. This is one chance to pick up what you need. We're not stopping again. You know, from here to the end of the season, we are not stopping. Do what you got to do now. And that's what a lot of teams are going to be looking at. Making sure that they get it out of their system and they get this, they get the players that they want, or at least the players that they can do something with. Position play, Nolan Arenado, they're saying is on the market. I don't believe that. I'll believe it when it happens. I think St. Louis is doing a good job of, sure, he's out there. And then seeing what offers come about, and if they don't see anything they like, they can always go back to the player and say, hey, we were never trying to trade you. It's well played by them. Harrison Badger, Josh Bell, Will Castro, Yandy Diaz, that Jaron Duran for the Red Sox, nice player right there. Starling Marte. Couple of others. Luis Roberts for the White Sox is an interesting piece. I think somebody's going to make a move for him. And I think I wish him, I don't mind him as a player. I kind of hope he goes somewhere and does well. And of course, Eugene Suarez, who, if you didn't know him before the All-Star game, you certainly probably know him now. He is arguably the biggest name out there. Ryan O'Hara and Brandon Lowe, also great pieces. Brandon Lowe, I would love to have him in my locker room. There's a guy that can play just about any position, does whatever is asked of him, and a still really good hitter. But Eugene Suarez is the home run hitter, so he's going to get the attention. He plays third base, not a lot of that out there. When I saw the trade for Rafael Devers, I would have thought that San Francisco had made that move for Suarez. But as it is, that's the big piece sitting out there. I wouldn't be surprised to see somebody, if I was making a move with the Diamondbacks, I'd be trying to, I would be all in on getting Suarez, but I want to give him something. I want to get Gallen or one of these starting pitchers out of him too. I want to make it so that if I'm offering a king's ransom, I'm not just doing it all on one player's back, and if something happens to him, you know, then there goes my whole season. You know, you make a big move and you bring in two guys, you got your odds are just up a little bit better. And to me, that's what all this is about. And I present to you out there, the diehard sports fan, our wonderful friends and out there, playmakers, our fellow playmakers out there. These pieces that are out there, these names that are out there, whether it is a name or a position, if you are sitting in that GM chair and it is go time trade-wise, what are you doing? What are you going after? What do you see or think that the team needs most? Because I would say with the way the last month or two have gone for the Brewers, it's hard to figure out where they got holes because things are going really good right now. I think that obviously the people in that building and certainly you fans out there have a little bit more of a keen eye than people who are not watching the games, watching the team every week, day to day, living and breathing by them. So where would you go? What would you move? What would you do? 715-424-2600. Call up or text through the Civic Media app. I would love to see the Brewers and you know, seeing CeCe Sabathia go into the Hall of Fame. hearing some of the stories about him in Milwaukee. I listen to, I don't listen really to a lot of local radio other than Civic Media Broadcasting. I listen to 89 out of the college station. I like listening to them and everything, but I don't listen to a lot of local stuff. I do have like two different podcasts I listen to, and one of them is mainly out of the South. Well, both of them actually are. One of them is in Florida, and the other one is Georgia, Florida, somewhere like that. And when the trade deadline came up, immediately these guys, these people who don't talk Wisconsin sports or Midwest sports for that matter, unless they're playing that team or they absolutely have to, instantly, immediately. Oh, yeah, CCC went in? Hey, did he go in as a Brewer? Like, all these guys are very well-educated sports fans, and they all knew that he played for the Yankees and thought about that and his run with the Yankees and talked about a couple of stories from that. But their main takeaway, or the main takeaway for me was, they just assumed he went into the Hall of Fame as a Brewer, even though he played for the Brewers for like 10 minutes. That's the run he had in Milwaukee. That's the legendary status. Does CC go into the Hall of Fame even without that run? Probably. The numbers he was getting, he was collecting, and the different things he accomplished, the milestones he accomplished, the 3,000 strikeouts, the 300 wins, some of those things that some of us, you know, other than seeing Kershaw just do it, I don't know how often we'll see some of this stuff anymore. So yeah, he's definitely going into the Hall of Fame. But what makes you a legend? I mean, do you want to be good or do you want to be remembered? And his run in Milwaukee not only made him a legend, but it gave the Brewers national attention. And I understand if diehard Brewer fans don't care about that, you should. You should. That means free agents want to play for your team more. That means that it's easier to sell your packages to salespeople and get your brand out there, and your team makes more money, and you can bring in players. It matters. Whether you like it or not, it matters. I'm not saying you have to like it, but you definitely should be paying attention and understand not only what that did for the city of Milwaukee and for CC Sabathia, but what it can do again. I don't know if there's a CC out there. I don't know that necessarily any player, whether it's a position player or a relief pitcher or starting pitcher, really equals that. But then again, does anybody remember CC Sabathia being a legend before he came to Milwaukee? He was a great pitcher in Cleveland. He's a great pitcher. That's why they traded for him. But there wasn't anybody sitting out there saying, well, they grabbed CC, it's all over now. Milwaukee's got this. Milwaukee was still trying to get into the playoffs, and this is back when you only, you know, one wild card team and all that. So I think that you could make an argument that any one of these players that I have mentioned in the last 10 minutes could end up being one of those legendary pieces. Does that mean they're a Hall of Famer or anything like that? Who knows? But go for the fences. Keep going for the biggest name. It's one thing if they can land the player. That's one thing. I'm not going to, you know, blame them for trying and giving everything they got and not being able to bring in a Suarez or somebody like that. But show your fan base you're trying. And by that, I also mean, you know, dropping it to a Mike Clemens, dropping it to a Dan Patrick, to the masses out there, to the voices, both big and local. Make sure that the newspaper reporters, podcasters, everybody, me, that I know that you're working at it, you're trying. And I don't care if the argument is, well, of course they are. That's self-explanatory. No, it isn't. No, it isn't, man. Not with this franchise. They need to let you know. They need to start making sure the fans understand how important this is to them. And they are not alone. Every franchise needs to do this. 715-424-2600. Who would you call for? Or who would you trade for? Which piece would you like? Or do you want them to not make a move at all? Do you like the way the team is set? That's a good answer, too, I think. Let me know what you think. 715-424-2600. We'll get into Green Bay Packer talk in a moment. But I mentioned that about the ownership. And this has been a talking point for me for a little bit now. And I'm not going to let this go anytime soon. In part because it's summer and there's not that much to talk about. No, that is part of it. That is, I'm not going to lie to you. That is a little part of it. But it's more important to me than it's ever been. And as we're getting farther and farther away from families owning these and, you know, tech billionaires or 20, 30 people owning these sports franchises, the concern is going to come up more and more to me, and I think to many people I talk to out there. Where's the divide between what I want and what they want? And how big is it? There's always been a divide there between ownership and fans. We can't have these teams run like a fan would run them. Most franchises would be run into the ground in seconds. And that's not a shot at fans. That's more so if I grabbed any one of you and threw you into that job right now, GM, owner, anything like that, you're probably going to need a little bit of time to figure out the job. You're going to hope so. If not, then you're probably not going to be much better than the guy, the last guy. I don't know. I'm a weird believer in hiring people and having people that know what they're doing the jobs. When it comes to that divide, it's gotten bigger, and now there isn't even any shame about it or hiding it, or even worse in some ways, the Oakland Athletic fans will lie to and say that they're trying to be competitive when a blind man can tell that they are not. I think at the very least, ownership can be honest with fans. And when you do have a competitive team, I believe it is your job to be competitive and to go for everything and to let your fan base know you are. I'm not saying that they got to be in every board meeting. I'm not saying anything crazy. I'm saying what I would think if I was in that position, I'd already be doing. You're made by the fans. Your product is created by the fans. If nobody wanted to watch these games, you'd end up like a lot of other, like the USFL or the XFL or any of these others. You are made a billionaire because of the fans. Give them a little something. And if you're not gonna, I don't think you're a good owner, and I don't think you should have the job. And I don't believe that it should be like the Supreme Court, where you just get to be an owner. Because, hey, I got money. I can do this. There should be accountability. Whether we're talking about the knucklehead with the Clippers, the previous owner, or we're talking about the previous owner for the Commanders, and Daniel Snyder, there's accountability. But look at what it takes to be able to get rid of these owners. Now, I'm not saying that, okay, you're a bad owner, I'm going to take the team from you. You know, that team you spent billions of dollars on, I'm just going to take it from you. No, of course not. It's not how America works. It's not how business works. But I do believe that they should be, like in those other scenarios, be forced out. And if you don't like it, well, that's business, man. That's how business works. How many businesses are around that were around when you were a kid? I don't care what age you are. You could be 10. And I don't know why you're 10 years old listening, but I appreciate it. They're not all around anymore. That's the point. Not all of them are around because that's how business works. If you ain't any good at it, you don't belong to be in it. You shouldn't just be able to be in it because, you know what? I always wanted to own a baseball team. I thought that'd be fun. It is too important to the fans, and isn't too important to the economies of all these cities and states. There's too much on the line. You don't get to do both things. You don't get to say, I want millions and millions and millions of dollars. I'm going to raise ticket prices. I'm going to do this and this and this. And at the same time, well, you know, it's a kid's game. We play for the fun of it. We watch for the fun of it. It's not, but that's what Little League's for. That's what watching high school sports is for. This is the pros, baby. You're charging me this much money to come to see these games? You're asking this much for us to put in to build a new stadium or any of these questions that these owners do? That comes with some accountability. I want a winning product. I'm not saying that you can just snap your fingers and make it happen. But again, that's why you have a communication with your fan base. And I'm not talking the Jerry Jones thing where he just wants to hear himself talk. You know, I don't know if they've realized this yet. They don't actually have to turn those microphones on. Has anybody not realized this? You could do a fake press conference, have a bunch of fake microphones up there, and just let Jerry do his thing for hours. Oh, yeah, Jerry, it's a great press conference. Yeah, oh, they're talking all about it on ESPN, Jerry. Ooh, they're angry. I mean, just do that. It would save your franchise a lot. It would probably, it also, although what am I thinking? What would they talk about on the Mouse Network and all that? That, by God, if they didn't have the Cowboys to talk about. Be accountable and let these fans know, because there's a poll that just came out that I find really interesting, especially with what Seth and I were talking about a couple of weeks ago, maybe a couple months ago, about the possibility of a strike in baseball in 2026 and that rearing its head, and we're getting closer and closer to that. In a new poll, people were asked what they think the top priority is for a professional athlete during their career. The top priority to an athlete. 35% of people said it's earning as much money as possible. Another 30% said it's winning as much as possible. 15% said it's maintaining a healthy personal and family life, so balance. 4% said it's using their platform for good causes. And 2% said it's entertaining fans. And that is certainly not the be all end all. That's not, you can't say that that's every fan base or that's every player, anything like that. Certainly can't go that large with it. But I do think that it speaks to a bit of this divide that I'm talking about and where we go from here. And how do we, build that bridge back? Because it can't last this way. It can't keep going that way. And this is the players who we're closer to than we are the owners. And that's where they are. Now, I think you can make an argument that they are going to entertain fans just by doing all of the things above. If they're going out there and they're playing as hard as they can, that's going to be entertaining to us. That's what we're there for. We're not there to see them juggle. We're there to see them play these individual sports and everything. But it does also show you, well, where do you think these players get this mindset from? Why do you think they have to have this approach to it? What's the approach of ownership? How much genuinely do you think, out of every owner in all of sports, what do you think the percentage of them that truly want to win, got a lie detector, they're under the gun, they got a lie detector test right there. They got to take it. And they have to answer honestly. Would you rather finish in the black, or would you rather win a championship? What do you think they're going to say? Now, maybe you're okay with that as a fan, and that's cool, but I don't think it has a good shelf life. And I think it is low-hanging fruit. It's very easy for me to just sit there and pick on owners. It's not easy to run a business. It's not easy to run anything. That's why not everybody can do it. And if you don't like it, you don't have to. You will never hear me complain about my job too deeply. Maybe a little bit, but not too deeply. I learned really early in this job that there are hundreds of people right behind me that want to do what I'm doing and that can do what I'm doing. I'm lucky to be here. I feel fortunate to be in this chair. I have some perspective. Are there hard days? Is it a hard job? Yeah, definitely. That's work. That's what it is. That is what it is to work. That is what it is to be anything. Nobody's making me do this job. If I don't like it, I can go do something else. You don't like being an owner? You don't like trying hard? You don't like not finishing in the black? Cool. Go open up a pet store and see if you can finish in the black with that. And let us have our teams back. Because so many of these owners also have no ties to these teams they own. They're not from that city. They didn't grow up with this franchise or something like that. It's a business venture for them. And as soon as it stops being fun, And this is the thing that I'm keeping an eye on with Steve Ballmer and the LA Clippers. And I use him as an example in part because I think he's a good owner. And I think he has good intentions and is rooting for good things for his franchise and is trying with his franchise. But he's also got a lot of energy. And what happens when you're still not winning and you're clipping it up as the Clippers always do? What happens with Steve Cohen when the Mets show him that they're the Mets? And the losing is just piling up. And it starts getting a little boring. Doesn't seem as exciting anymore to own a team. What happens then? Where do they go from there? And stuck in the middle of all this are the players and the fans. And so to me, and I admit, I am the son of a player, former player, athlete, all that. I get it. But I don't have anything, a problem with any of this list. I think we get entertained all the time by individuals where these numbers are almost exact and wouldn't even know it. People were asked what the athletes should have as a top priority. 31% said it should be maintaining a healthy personal and family life. 23% said it should be winning as much as possible. 17% said it should be using their platform for good causes. Another 12% said should be earning as much money as possible. And 5% said it should be entertaining fans. So players and fans both agreed, basically, with a couple percentage differences of entertaining fans kind of being the last thing to really, really be focusing on. I find that interesting. 31% of people said that they think most pro athletes do aim to strike a good work-life balance, even if it might affect their performance, whereas 30% don't. And 62% of people said they think most athletes should find that balance, even if it affects their performance. Only 11% of people said they shouldn't. I think, like you could make the argument with and any everyday worker, a factory worker, a 9-to-5 worker, or anything like that, you can make the same argument with an athlete, with a player. They're probably going to play better the happier their personal life is, or the better they're treated at work. How many people out there have been treated well by a boss, and that made you lazier? You can be honest. This is a safe place. Call up 715-424-2600. I haven't experienced a lot of that in my life, I'll say. But the bit that I have, it's only encouraged me and it made me want to fight even harder for this person that believes in me. I'll be honest. When a person doesn't believe in me, I work pretty hard too. But I'm much more interested in making somebody right than proving somebody wrong. I don't care if you're wrong. That's not really... I don't know. I have no interest. If you get me wrong, fine. That's kind of more your thing than mine. Whereas if you got me and you have my back, I want to prove you're right. I think most people are like that, whether you've thought about it or not. So treating an athlete well, treating the player, your employees well, this has a positive effect for your business. And if you're an athlete, your business is certainly producing. And you know, stats and winning. If you are an owner, it is winning and that. And of course, finishing in the black, which you will finish in the black more if you have a better team. It isn't always the case, but more times than not, if you want to earn money, you gotta say it with me, everybody. Spend money. Yeah, thank you. You were a little late back there. A little late, but thank you for joining in. We will take a quick timeout, pay some bills with our great sponsors and our great partners at Family Natural Foods and Quality Plus Printing. We're looking forward to talking to Mid-State Roller Derby's Amanda. She's going to join us and talk a little roller derby. They got their final bout of the season coming up next month and a homecoming theme to celebrate their 15th year as a league. Some cool stuff there. We'll get into that when we come back on Playmakers We Speak Sport.
What's faster than a speeding bullet and more powerful than a locomotive? Your potential when you partner with Wham Incorporated. Wham Inc. is your source for promotional power. From custom apparel, pens, tumblers, magnets, and beyond, we've got everything needed to win the day. You can also soar onto our new website, whaminc.com. wham.com. Wham Inc. For the hero in you.
Summer gatherings happen around the grill, so make sure whatever you're grilling is delicious and healthy. Family Natural Foods prides themselves in providing quality, free-range, hormone-free chicken, beef, shrimp, Alaskan salmon, and for something special, buffalo, all great for the grill. Family Natural Foods carries the summer family essentials, all-natural bug spray and sunscreen, flea and tick for your four-legged friends, and electrolytes to keep you hydrated. Family Natural Foods, your home for making this summer great. Family Natural Foods, West Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids.
That sound? It's your recycling at work. And you can thank a Wisconsin woman for making it happen. Millie Zantow saw a waste sorting system in Japan during a trip in the 1970s. She came home to Prairie du Sac in Sauk County inspired. Her research led to the triangle-numbered plastic recycling system we still use today. So can you guess what percent of all the plastics produced in the United States ends up being recycled? 75%, 25%, or 5%? The answer coming up. Zantow also helped with Wisconsin's recycling laws, along with the opening of one of the first collection centers. But now, are you surprised to learn the answer is just 5% of plastics are recycled? It's according to the group Beyond Plastic. Yet Zantow always believed you don't have to be perfect, you just have to start. There's a smart slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hi, this is Dottie B, host of Weekend Wake Up. Join me each Sunday morning during the 10 o'clock hour as I bring you the Gospel Country Music Hour, where we'll hear a blend of the classic gospel you know and love and some new artists along the way. Join us each Sunday morning on 105.5 WIRI.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds tonight with showers and thunderstorms developing. Some could be severe with strong wind gusts and very heavy rainfall. Low upper 60s. Sunshine returns later tomorrow afternoon. A slight storm chance into the evening. High in the mid 80s. Currently it's 91 degrees.
Welcome back, everyone. Playmakers here at WIRI 105.5. Your host, James, behind the mic. Thanks so much for joining us. Thank you to Miss Lambert for playing us in. Hope you all are having a great Monday afternoon out there. We're going to kick off the second half here with Amanda joining us from Mid-State Roller Derby. Amanda, good morning. Good afternoon. Thanks for being here with us.
Nice being with you too, James. How's it going?
Going good. How's it going over there?
It's going great. Super excited for Mid-State this weekend. Can't wait to tell you more about it.
I'm really excited to talk with you. Amanda, two quick questions. One, is it Hynek? Is that how I say it? Your last name?
You got it. That's spot on.
Right. I never get these right. Wow. But somebody write that down.
Well, I'm glad you did.
and just as
destroy it.
And just as importantly, your derby name, the Euthanizer. Got that right?
Yeah.
God, that's
that
good.
That is right.
That is hardcore.
It's a fun one.
I love that. That is so good. We've been really spoiled around here. We've had members from Mid-State Roller Derby joining us for over the past year, talking a little bit about roller derby, spreading word about the sport. And as we've been having fun this season talking with you all from down there, we're getting ready here for the final bout of the season coming up. How is everybody? How are the mood? How is the energy for it?
We're super excited. Last game of the season coming up this weekend on Saturday at KB Willett. We have a doubleheader, so our team will be competing against a team, and then we have two other teams coming from different areas that are going to be joining on the track there to do some roller derby and hitting each other around for sure.
With something like this and knowing you're going into the final matches of the bouts of the season and everything, is there a little bit of a I want to leave it all out there kind of feeling, you know, just leaving it all out there?
Oh, absolutely. There's lots of emotions. There's a lot of excitement. The last bout of the season kind of gives you the heebie-jeebies, but yet also at the same point, it gives you that adrenaline rush. I mean, derby always gives you an adrenaline rush, so it just adds a little bit to it as well. So, yeah. I mean, everybody's super pumped, especially with having a doubleheader. We're excited. We're having a food truck as well for everybody, and we're actually going to be calling it like a homecoming game, so we've invited some of our past players to come and join and be in the crowd and root us on this year.
That has to feel great for you, current players and people currently involved. Imagine, you know, what it's like for them, the former players, the people that trailblaze and get things going there. I can't imagine how great it's going to feel for them watching this too.
Yeah, I mean, we have tons of people that support us throughout the whole season, but being able to even kind of just show them off a little bit, and maybe, you know, I'm sure we'll do a, hey, everybody stand up who's ever been involved in a roller derby, and I'm really excited to see that in the crowd, because that also, that makes me feel good. I've been with Mid-State for 13 years, and so seeing all those people in the stands just kind of brings it back home for sure.
Amanda, I kid you not, I was just about to ask you how long you've been doing this. You're good. You're good.
Yeah,
nicely done.
I got this all handled here, James.
I'm just going to turn your mic out and get out of your way. I'm just going to clear the lane. I'll whip you through. When it comes to that, okay, so how long you've been doing this and everything, I imagine that there's early years of doing this where you're getting to this point in the season and there might be some concern, you know, are we going to be able to come back next year? Are we going to be able to do this again? In celebrating 15 years, it's certainly great, the winning, the camaraderie, all of these things are wonderful, but to know you're wrapping this up and you got to think about next year, you get to think about those things, that's got to feel great too.
It does. And the super exciting thing about this game, James, is that at 3:00, we're going to have a meet and greet. So anybody that wants to hear about roller derby or is interested in roller derby, come and chat with us, because the next round of fun, exciting things we have going on is we have a beginner skater class coming in. A 6-week skater class from September 7th to October 14th, where we have you come in and we teach you how to skate and how to do all the fun things roller derby has to bring to the table.
I wanted to make sure to get those details out there again before we wrap up, Amanda. That's really cool to hear. And that's truly one of the major ways you grow a sport. I was talking earlier about like, you know, the XFL or the USFL, these side football leagues that just burned up and faded away within months, if not years. Mm-hmm. Whereas, you know, our local roller derby team celebrating 15. All of that I bring up because this stuff is made by fans and the people that attend these games and spread the word about these games. And I'm not only proud and happy that we're, you know, the roller derby celebrating 15. But we want 15 more. So we encourage you to spread the word out there as fans about these sports, about the games, getting to these games, and certainly getting kids involved, whether it's coming to them or a part of something like that that you're talking about, Amanda. That's truly growing the sport.
It really is. And even just, you know, if you're not quite of age, which we ideally like you to be 18 or older when you're coming to try out roller derby. But what's great about our roller derby league is that they have kids their own that come to these games and they watch and they support their mom or they support their dad. And then they know about the sport at a young age. So it's even fun just to bring the family to watch, to prove that women sports and domination is definitely out there and exciting. And we're continuing to grow it. And we want to get the word out as much as possible.
And to piggyback on what you're talking about there, even your average sports fan has noticed in the last 5-7 years the rise of women's athletics. And many of us, like myself, that grew up with a mom and her three sisters and things like that, I've known that women are great at athletics for a very long time. And I think most fan bases, you know, most hardcore sports fans out there get that. But not all have watched. Not everybody has paid attention. And certainly your average fans haven't really been there like they have and we're seeing in the numbers now. And advertisers are getting a part of that too. So to any businesses out there, to anybody out there thinking of those things, our Mid-State Roller Derby team is a great team to be a part of and a great way to get your business out there to really promote yourself and oftentimes to audiences that you may not always hit as a business. I think a lot of every one of us has experience wherever you're listening to this, Stevens Point, Plover, Rapids, Nakusa, anywhere. Wait a minute, that's in town? I didn't even know that business was in town. Well, we've all experienced that. You could be that business that everybody knows about by being a part of things like this, while also putting into a great organization that is all about inclusiveness and come one, come all.
Yes, I support that 110%, James. I mean, we're a nonprofit organization, and being able to either promote ourselves and help out other businesses or businesses promoting us, we definitely can take as, you know, we're willing to take whatever we can, but we also make sure to patronize your business and to, you know, whether that's advertising or marketing, whatever that looks like for you, we can always use any help that any businesses can provide.
Yeah, they do a very similar thing that I try to do on the airwaves here. Like, just as an example, Quality Plus Printing and Family and Natural Foods sponsor this hour. I just mentioned them just so I could mention them. Things like that is this kind of stuff we do. We get your name out there. We look for reasons to mention your businesses out there and everything. And we're able to do this thanks to the great partnerships and the way that our communities are. So encourage you to reach out, and we'll tell you more information how you can do that before we wrap up. Amanda, I don't want to keep you too long here, but I did want to ask what the off season is a little bit like for you and some of the other derbyers.
Some of us take a little bit of a break with our bodies.
Good idea.
I mean, roller derby can definitely take a toll on you. So some of us will enjoy the rest of the summer here with family and friends. A few of us will jump into more derby. There's a lot of mixers that happen across Wisconsin that some of us support our other roller derby leagues with. And then certainly we will start working on a skater class. So people that are interested in learning derby, we'll put some focus into that. And then on continuing to do community events, we always want to help support our community as much as we possibly can, and then we'll start back up with the rest of the league probably around January. So we have lots of goals for 2026, and we're looking forward to it.
I think the next time you join us and you get some of that stuff kind of like hammered down and everything, I'd love to hear about those. And we look forward to talking with you. Probably December, January, something like that. I'm sure we'll hang out again and talk, if not sooner, of course, because the door is always open for you guys.
Love that.
One more time, can we tell people about that, the skate for kids or getting people understanding the sport a little bit?
Absolutely. So if you're curious on wanting to learn a little bit about roller derby, you can join us at 3 o'clock at KB Willett. Just swing in and we'll just do a little bit of talking. But the big event coming up is called Ready to Roll Beginner Skater Class. It will be held at Melody Gardens in Marshfield. It will be a six-week course starting September 7th to October 14th. And the practices will be on Sundays from 9 a.m. to 11 and Tuesdays 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. And you can sign up. We do have a link that's attached to our Facebook page, Mid-State Roller Derby, where you can fill out a form because we do provide you with gear with a fee of $25. And then you get those 6 weeks.
And Amanda, let's tell them about that doubleheader this weekend, or coming up, I should say.
Yeah, so doors open at KB Willett at 4 o'clock. We'll have a food truck there. The entry fee is $10. Game starts at 4:30, and we will have two games. Mid-State will hit the track right away at 4:30, so make sure you get there and get a perfect seat.
This is the perfect weekend, especially if you haven't taken in roller derby before. This is a perfect weekend to take it in while also supporting these great athletes and having a great time. Enjoy yourself. Have fun. Please say hi to everybody for us, and we'll talk again real soon. Thank you again to Amanda, the euthanizer, Heineck for joining us. Darn it, I worked on that too.
You got it. Thanks, James, for having me.
Thanks for being here, Amanda. We appreciate you. Have a great day. That was Amanda joining us there from Mid-State Roller Derby. Encourage you to go ahead into their website, find out more. Everybody, you can go to midstateRollerDerby.org and find out more. MidstateRollerDerby.org. Support them and all the good work that they're doing over there and the fun that they're having. If you don't know, especially if you are new to roller derby, I almost guarantee you're going to find something you like about it. There's just something to like about it, I think. There's a lot of fun going on with it. And take it in. We will get to our timeout in a moment. Did want to talk a little Rafter baseball in a bit. We'll get into some of that. But I also wanted to talk a little bit about the training camp going on and what's been happening with that. And just kind of focusing, as we are here in Wisconsin, on Green Bay. But if you guys want to talk about any other training camp news or any other teams, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call, 715-424-2600. Or you can call up or text us through the Civic Media app. One of the bigger storylines coming up for Green Bay has certainly been Eldon Jenkins and him being not at camp. Well, today he was there. Hit some great reporting, of course, as always, from Mike Clemens about that. Appreciate you, Mike. And I think all understandable. I think if you put yourself in his shoes, I think you can understand where he's coming from. I don't think that there's been, and especially now he's back in camp, getting those reps that he really needs at that new position. I don't know what there is really to complain about. I think that one of the more natural things for any employee in life is to want to be paid what you are worth and not to be taken advantage of. I think that's one of the most relatable things out there, and that's what that man's going through. So, along with other things that are his own personal business. The Nate Hobbs
Not situation. Situation sounds so heavy. It's not a situation, but what's been happening with Nate Hobbs, new Green Bay Packer cornerback, has been interesting. He has been kind of cited, if you will. He's been pulled over twice for hits. A little bit ago, Matt LaFleur talked to the cornerback about dialing it back, his physicality in practice. And then today, LaFleur had to kind of put him down for a minute, give him a timeout, according to Nate Hobbs' words, put me in timeout for hitting Marshawn Lloyd. Not so much just hitting him hard, but hitting him, taking out the running back and causing Lloyd to stay on the ground longer than usual and then limp off. The last thing you can have is your players hurting each other. You know, that's not good. That's not great. But you've got not only you've got these guys who have been itching to get back out there, dying to play, but then you have a situation like Nate Hobbs, who he's coming into camp and he's trying to be a leader in that cornerback room. And he's also trying to prove to the fans, to the players, to ownership that he deserves that contract. And that's not to make excuses for, you know, nobody's saying dirty hits or anything like that, but just being smart out there and using your brain just as much as your muscles. I hate to say it's a good problem. I think it was a good problem up until you've got one of your backup running backs and a player that you need, limping off the field. You certainly can't have that. But I do think that, and one of the greater things that you learn if you are a coach, if you're any good at it, is spin. I mean, it's not just politicians that get to get away with it. A good coach can spin anything. How many times have you seen a team that's been dominant? Look at the New England Patriots that were undefeated going into the Super Bowl against the New York Giants. And all Bill Belichick wanted to talk about was how these Giants were going to clobber them. And he didn't think that, I don't know, that Eli, he's pretty darn good. And it's just, that's what coaches do. The world is against us no matter what. And I think Matt LaFleur is a good coach. So I think if you're him and you're talking to the locker room, and yeah, you don't want your guys hurting each other, and you want them dialing it back as far as the heaviness of those hits, you could also play this up a bit and lean into the physicality of Hobbs and what that's going to be like when they start playing these games for real. I think a big reason why this is also noteworthy is, if you haven't been paying attention, there have been players dropping like flies in training camp. There are injuries, there are season-ending injuries that have happened, and not that this hasn't always happened, but I don't ever remember hearing of so many in such a quick amount of time. There was one point on ESPN's website where, they've got over there the top headline stories. And four out of the eight stories were players being injured. Five. One of the players just limped off. He was okay. But, these players are only getting bigger. The competition is only getting tighter and more hardcore. It's going to get physical out there, and it's going to only get more and more physical. Oh, it's great to see in many ways. I think there's more positives than negatives to what Hobbs is doing out there, and it's pretty darn hard to ask a guy like that too. Hey, dial it back, and good luck with that. Hopefully he does. But you see where you go from there. It's going to be interesting. And again, if I'm Green Bay, I feel fine about this. I'm pretty excited, actually, in many ways. This is a guy, not only that you coveted, but that you really need. There are a couple of teams where the cornerback situation, I think you could point to right now and say, well, that's my biggest red flag. That's my biggest fear. I think the Miami Dolphins are a pretty good example of this. And Green Bay, where that cornerback room is a team that I don't think necessarily has a ton of weak links. I don't think that there's that. I have mentioned many times, I think they need killers on defense, may have one in Hobbs, and another one at safety in McKinley. So maybe you do have some hitters out there. But regardless of that, I think you still need that in the up front in the D-line or the linebacker position. But either way, there's very few teams out there, to be fair, that aren't thin at corner. Corners are a little bit like, and defensive backs are a little bit like starting pitching in baseball. There ain't a whole lot of them. But even as that is, your job is not to worry about how many cornerbacks there are in the league. It's to get as many of the good ones as you can. We'll see how this looks, but again, I think more positive than negative when it comes to the Hobbs situation. We'll be keeping up to date on that, and of course, be listening to those sports breaks of our good friend Mike Clemens, and plenty more. When we come back, I want to talk some Rafter baseball with you, and speaking of, still got these Rafter tickets. I got four of them right here. I got some these orange passes along with them. You want them? Call up and give me your favorite, or just a 90s baseball player. Any of the above. Get it to me and get these tickets. And keep on listening to Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Post Printing and Family Natural Foods.
Summer gatherings happen around the grill, so make sure whatever you're grilling is delicious and healthy. Family Natural Foods prides themselves in providing quality, free-range, hormone-free chicken, beef, shrimp, Alaskan salmon, and for something special, buffalo. All great for the grill. Family Natural Foods carries the summer family essentials, all-natural bug spray and sunscreen, flea and tick for your four-legged friends, and electrolytes to keep you hydrated. Family Natural Foods, your home for making this summer great. Family Natural Foods, West Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids.
What's faster than a speeding bullet and more powerful than a locomotive? Your potential when you partner with WAM Incorporated. WAM Inc. is your source for promotional power. From custom apparel, pens, tumblers, magnets, and beyond, we've got everything needed to win the day. You can also soar onto our new website, whaminc.com. WAM Inc. for the hero in you.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Think WeatherTech specialists. Next time you hear the weather and visit our friends from TJ's Auto and Collision Center, make sure to protect your vehicle in this Wisconsin weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds tonight with showers and thunderstorms developing. Some could be severe with strong wind gusts and very heavy rainfall. Low upper 60s. Sunshine returns later tomorrow afternoon. A slight storm chance into the evening. High in the mid 80s. It's 92 degrees right now.
Welcome back, everybody. Playmakers here on 105.5 WIRI, your host James behind the mic.
7:30 in the morning in a Mickey D's drive-thru.
Hope y'all are having a great Monday night out there. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. Big thank you to Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods, sponsoring the hour. Shout out to Amanda, the euthanizer from Mid-State Roller Derby, for joining us. And all of you calling, texting in, we appreciate you. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. We'll be back at this on Wednesday, having some more fun, talking sports. Sports director here at the studios, Michael Comer, going to be joining us on Wednesday, as he usually does. We'll have plenty to talk about. Got some college football I want to talk about. It's right around the corner. Oh, a month from now, we're going to be all deep in thinking about football. But for now, we got baseball to talk about. And while we still have them, I personally, just me, am appreciating and enjoying the rafters from inning to inning. It's pretty, evident that we're not going to have postseason baseball with our rafters this season. So let's take in every game we can and enjoy it. And in talking with the front office and talking to people over there at the organization, I think that there is certainly a line in the sand. You know, be respectful. I want you to be cool about it. But I don't want anybody to think that you can't call up and vent about your about rafters or something like that. That's not what we do around here. You know, we're not in anybody's pocket. And we love the Raptors, and I am very proud of that team and stand by that team. But I also know what it's like to be a fan and have complaints. I'm lucky I have a lot of I spent a lot of time talking to these players and talking to the fans or talking to the front office and everything. And I know how hard they're working. I know how hard they're trying. I guarantee you that as upset as you, the most upset fan out there, you're not alone. That front office, those players, if not more, just as upset as you are. So you're always open to be able to do that. But I also think that it's important to be reminded from time to time of, at this level, especially with the Northwoods League, very similar to USPHL with our Wisconsin Rapids River Kings. Winning is amazing. Winning is awesome. We love winning around here. It's bigger than that. It's much bigger than that. These players, the bonds that they make with their, you know, host families, the bonds they make with our communities. I don't know if you've seen the Northwoods League commercials of Pete Alonso and Curtis Granderson and some of these guys. Some of them still go out of their way to, you know, visit the state or visit the cities that they're from, they played in. They keep close connections with it and pay attention to the weather and the news and stuff like that. What they do when they're here, showing up to events and, attending or stepping up when we have, disasters or something in the area, like we've seen River King and Rafter players do. And all of our high school athletes do as well, by the way. It's bigger than that. All of this is so much bigger than that. You know, I get at a pro level, you know, why people take the approach they do at times. But I think with this level, I think the true fan, the real fan out there, you can be upset. You can vent. I mean, that's what love is. Love isn't love isn't forgetting things. Love is remembering the good, the bad, the gray, and still being there. That's how you know it's love. Anybody can love when it's easy, when it's good. True love is you. Okay, I am very, very, very upset with this person or this team or something like that, and I'm still putting my Rafter jersey on. I'm doing it grumpy, but I'm still doing it. We understand this in the Midwest. I'm not going to explain fandom to Midwesterners. You know what it is. That's what we're doing with the Rafters here. And I encourage you to take in as much of this season as you can. The Rafters are going to be joining us next Tuesday on our morning show at 97.5 FM WFHR. Me talking with Jake a little bit. Talk about the season, how it's gone, and what's up and coming. And then sometime this week, I'm going to do a pre-recorded interview with some of the players because they've got a really busy schedule coming up. And I'll try to get that interview on the air, maybe on Friday's Playmakers or next Monday's Playmakers. But one more Meet Your Rafters for the season with the players. But in talking to Jake, assistant GM with your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters, he's going to join us through the offseason as well. And we'll be keeping up to date on player signings and different promotion ideas that they're having and just the fun of what Rafter baseball is going to be.
Looking forward to it. So that's going to be fun. How about the games? Well, the Rafters are off tonight. Rafters got a nice game off, day off. Good for them. They've earned it. They will be back in action tomorrow in Madtown, taking on the Mallards. 5:50, our pregame will start for that. Then Wednesday, we'll have more playmakers for you from 4 to 5. And then we'll lead you into, will be your tailgate for Rafter baseball, 5:50. Rafters staying in Madison, taking on the Mallards. Back home on the 31st, Thursday at 6:20, where it will be Ziggy Bobblehead night. We got to get a Ziggy Bobblehead. We got to get him up there with Euchre and the rest of the bobbleheads we've got. Now, Bryson Scott, a bobblehead. I wanted those baseball cards. I didn't get over there for that. Also got their Mashers night coming up on August 1st. National Night Out is coming up on August 6th. Laura's going to be down there for that. That's going to be cool. Well, I'll try to get some other people down there, too. A lot of fun times coming up. And, of course, Rafters are also got some great events coming up. Second annual Roscoe's Rumble is coming up August 2nd. And get ready to rock at Winterfield Saturday, August 9th, as Glam Band's going to be there. Get your tickets and find out more at northwoodsleague.com. And have a great night, everybody.
Live from Central Wisconsin and on the free Civic Media app, 105.5 WIRI, Nakusa, Wisconsin Rapids, your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
Hello and welcome to Laura's Lounge on 105.5 FM WIRI. My name is Laura and I'm happy to be here with you on this Monday evening. Hope y'all are well. Let's kick things off with beer in Mexico.
So many thoughts to sit and ponder about life, love, and the lack of, and this emptiness in my heart. Too old to be wild and free still, too young to be